There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot going on. Plenty of live action, tons of college hoops, few NBA games, only a couple hockey games, and we got a lot of football chatter as well. Plenty happening. Mike Carver, and of course, the encyclopedia of college football, the one and the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you? I'm locked and loaded. I don't even know what I have. Let's just hope. It's a wheel play tonight. I got a bunch of extravaganzas, exotics tonight. Here we go. This is it.
Bunch of exotics, huh?
Yeah, I don't even know. I got the under in Texas Tech, dead loser right now, under 144.5. They got 76. I got Tech plus 10.5. I took this alt spread. I got some CLV, and I'm on this hump Siakam. 25 plus, he's got 4 after 1.
Yeah, he needs to do a little bit more work.
I mean, it's just always something with these guys. Always something. Oh, man. Yeah, you feeling good about anything?
Well, not really so far, to be quite honest with you. Illinois, I'm feeling good about. They're up 7. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Tuesday night. Mike Carver, of course, Joe Lisi, go for the two. We got Rick Haro here in the first hour as well, as we do every Tuesday, our sports business and legal insider, wherever he is tonight.
He's probably in where, Costa Rica?
He's heading up the Eastern Seaboard, I believe.
Seaboard. Do we have a Doppler on him?
He's stopping in Boston. He's going to Toronto for the NHL All-Star
Game
this weekend.
Did they tag him like they do the Sharks so we know where he is?
That's what they should do. It should be able, like a Haro tracker. Like, just see where he is, and you can go to like a website or something, and you can follow him.
There he is.
And then he'll be in Vegas next week. So he's going to be all over the place. That's for sure. So there's a lot of college hoops going on. That is the main event tonight. There are a few games in the NBA, which we will get to. The things that are sticking out to me, Joe, is obviously I'm on Villanova with the system play. They're down 8 at the half, but they were down like 20, so at least they cut into it a little bit here before halftime. We also have, Joe, North Carolina tied with Georgia Tech, 37 apiece.
Want to jump on them? They're minus 5.5.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. They're just not playing any D.
How about
tonight,
this Indiana gutless team? Now they step up. They step up now.
Just remember something, Joe. It's a 9-point game. Like, I don't know if that one's exactly over yet, if you get my drift.
They're laying 8.5 in game.
7.5 now.
I mean, how are they laying 8.5? How is that like that? Like honestly,
okay, so
Indiana
take Iowa
should
live,
not
then.
No, they're begging you to take Iowa.
You want to take Tennessee minus 128 down 4 with at the under 8 timeout?
All right, I'll do that. Let's do that. I'll do that.
Going
for
on
a
Tennessee.
Wheel. All right, I'll take Tennessee money line over Columbus Blue Jackets and the Blues 6.5 and the under in the San Diego State game.
Mm. Yeah, I'm smashing that on that puck line in the St. Louis Blues game.
You're taking the puck line, right?
Minus 1.5, yeah, against Columbus.
How come I'm not getting this boost? Does it just have to be basketball?
That's only college hoops tonight.
Only college hoops. Oh, all right. Hang on now. It's a boost special college hoops extravaganza.
Right. It's a boost builder. So every leg you put in the parlay, they give you more of a boost to it. It's a boost.
So it's
builder.
Just hoops.
Just college hoops. That's all that FanDuel gave you tonight with that.
Who could we jump in? I'm gonna take. Should I take Tech plus the 5.5?
Don't go in on the under anymore.
I don't know, Corver. I'm like zigging when I should be zagging here. How about these Billikens plus the 9.5 against Sister Jean?
Oh, yeah, they hanging in?
No, it didn't tip
yet. They haven't started
yet.
That's a 9 o'clock tip, right?
You want to jump in?
No.
How about the under there?
I don't go against Sister Jean.
You don't want to go. How about the Egg Bowl? You want to lay it with Lane?
I like the Rebs.
You like the Rebs?
Yeah.
All right, so I took Oak State, Ole Miss, under San Diego State. Give me one more. You want to take Michigan?
You could put some money lines in there. Put UNLV in there.
I'm going to put Miami.
All right. I mean, I was talking more like, you could put the chalk in, some heavy chalk in there to boost it up a little bit.
No, Miami. We like Miami.
Like put a little. You could put, UNLV in there at minus 365.
No, I don't want to do that. What do you mean? You could put. What do you mean?
You can do anything up to minus 400.
All right. So where's UNLV?
11 o'clock tonight against Fresno.
I'm not waiting that long. No, that's the.
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
Nah, I'm not waiting that long. I don't want the aggravation. I want to know if I win or lose by 10 o'clock. I don't want the aggravation. I don't want it. I can't. I stayed up last night on Dame Time. He left me at the altar.
He left at the altar.
He took 4 threes.
Dame Time.
And Brook Lopez, all of a sudden, the sharpshooter on that team.
Meanwhile, Celtics lead the Pacers 44-33. That's early in the second quarter. That number's up to 252.5. The Hawks lead the Lakers 36-29. LeBron did play, Joe, as he told everybody that he would. And the Knicks are up 4 on the Jazz, 26-22.
Got it. 29. Carver, I jumped in.
On what?
Rick Barnes. I'm with you. I
like that a lot.
Tennessee, Ole Miss. Right, Tennessee minus the 146, Ole Miss minus the 1.5, under San Diego State, Colorado State, Oak State plus the 15.5, Miami money line. Now, you said it's a profit builder.
Did you boost it up? Did you use it?
I did it. Yeah, they boosted me up to 29.60.
There you go. So now you're ready to fly now.
I got wings. I guess.
you got wings, buddy.
I got my wings. All right? I don't know.
You got your wings. You're good to go.
I'm not good to go because I'm aggravated. I have DeRozan tonight, 25 plus, another guy that kills me. Unbelievable. DeRozan. Just every night with this guy. Every night I back this guy. He's a complete money burn. Money burn.
DeRozan. DeRozan's going to get going here momentarily. All right, I'm in on Tennessee with you here. Let's go.
Yeah, but is this game on?
Yeah, I'll find it now. It's probably on SEC Network. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Tuesday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. and you're on a Tuesday night. You know, like, I mean, look, Joe, I don't think this was the worst play that we made getting involved with Tennessee because, look, they were 12.5, 13.5 point pregame favorites. You know, they were down four with the under eight. I mean, he sucks. And again, here, like, they haven't scored for, like, over 3.5 minutes. Like, they're only down six here.
This is their.
I mean, South Carolina's missing shots, too. Like, this is the opportunity. Like, they've actually gotten stops here the last few times, and they can't score on the other end. They're finally going to the line here. The kid gets fouled. Like
this is their MO in the this is like a tournament game for them. This is exactly how they play in the tournament. They get tight, these games get tight, all of a sudden they don't know what to do. He is just terrible. He was terrible.
Like, honestly,
in Texas.
Here, can we make a couple
game.
Of free throws
this
here?
This guy can never win a big game. Never.
Can never win a big game. Finally, our man number five here on the Vols makes a free throw, so we got it to five. Let's go here. Like, honestly.
Who was the guy, remember a few years ago when they were dominant, that team, they had the, what was it, Admiral?
And he missed the second one. Like how do you miss, how do you miss
Admiral,
these free throws?
What was the kid's name?
I don't know.
Come on. Admiral, the Major, oh, God.
Major Applewhite?
No. What was the guy's name?
I don't know, Joe. Let's get through here. We got to worry
like
about this.
2019.
Yeah, I know. But they lost, so nobody remembers you. When you lose, nobody cares. Look at this.
Care.
I mean, they're getting bullied down here, Joe. I mean, this kid on South Carolina just bullied them down in the paint.
Well, what's going on? Why are we pushing?
This is pathetic.
This is Rick Barnes. He's a complete.
This is pathetic.
He's a glass house. This guy. He is.
This is pathetic.
Man. He's just
you can't even watch this show. It's just so tough.
Hang on, I'll tell you the guy.
Again, like this is a bad night for the system plays, Joe. So Villanova now Villanova's down
Admiral
one, so they're
Schofield.
Back in,
Admiral
right,
Schofield.
Admiral Schofield. Now Villanova at least they're down one, so they with 15 minutes to go, they were getting blasted by Marquette. And Marquette started, I believe they were up 9-0 to start the game. Same thing happening to Kansas State now. Oklahoma opens the game 8-0.
We're getting smashed.
So these system plays. But Villanova still got a shot. So
do we have a shot to even make this a game with a minute left? Like, we're down 7 in our place.
Iowa down 6.
You know what?
Let's go.
I'm picking North Carolina. I can't. I need teams that
can don't run. Go to the bell cows. You go to the chalk place. That's what you always
I'm going
do.
Under
go
St. Louis and Loyola of Chicago.
Going to the chalk place.
They're playing that game in Sister Jean. They're going to fight it in a phone booth. That's a dead under. 149.5 is way too many points for that game. What else you got? You want to take Miami, a team with some guts, or Oak
I can't
State?
Even
Which
get
one?
To the 9 o'clock right now. We need
I'm
to just,
taking Oak
we
State.
Need to
I
get
think
through
you're going to be
here.
I'm taking this under in San Diego State. I need something else.
Anything else, Joe? I mean, you just listed off like five things you're going to take right
well,
now.
Well, you're telling me it's a boost builder. What do you want from me?
What, you didn't play that yet? You're still adding
yeah,
things
did.
To it?
Here, under St. Louis.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I don't even know. Here's what I did. I did it.
You
ready?
You don't even know.
I got parlays coming out everywhere.
I know. You have too much going on, to be quite honest.
Because you forced me into these games.
Force you in? This Siakam needs to start scoring.
How about the over in the hockey game? 6.5. We got no scoring with 7 minutes in. All of a sudden, these games, these guys are just skating.
Well, it's, you know, last game
it's
before
like
the
it's like they're skating at the,
break,
at the Rockefeller
Dave.
Tree. Do they realize
how about this?
A puck?
We need to focus on one thing at a time here. All right? One thing
okay.
at a time.
I
right
have
now.
Texas Tech on an old spread. They can't get blown out here. I'm getting 10.5. They're down 7. Like, really. And I laid it with North Carolina. I laid it at 380. You know why? Because I put it in a profit builder, or whatever you call it.
Boost builder.
Boost builder. Oh, they're
I'll
fighting
tell you
this
who
game
else.
In a phone booth.
I'll tell you who
phone
else
booth
is going to bother
me
tonight, Joe. With what's gone on so far. This D'Angelo Russell, who's been scoring 25, 30, 35. He's got two here so far in this
he's
game.
A complete money burn.
Two.
Who else has burned my money over the last month? Let me see.
You got a few guys.
Let me see. I have a few guys.
How about this kid? Can this kid make a couple free throws here at the line?
For who? Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Look at Barnes.
They can't make a free throw, Joe. They can't make a free throw.
He's sitting there clueless. He looks like Frank Perdue, too, over there. Look at him.
This kid is a hack. I mean, what are we doing? His kid missed both free throws. You're supposed to take this team seriously? This game should be 53-49 right now. This is pathetic.
I'm aggravated. Who else could
I
take?
You should be. You should be
I'm
aggravated.
I'm taking Oak State. That's a team with some heart. I don't know.
Iowa down five.
Yeah, great. We can't make a free throw. First of all, if I would have known they're wearing these ugly
Nova up one.
Tennessee.
Nova up one. Let's go.
Sure, your plays are coming through. Congrats, champ.
There's a lot of time left.
Unbelievable.
Lifetime left just in these games.
Unbelievable. Does Kansas State realize the game started? They're down 8-0. Like, really? Like, Tennessee gutless? Give me somebody with a little heart. Anybody?
I don't know if you're going to find anyone with a little heart right now.
I'm taking Oak State.
There's just nobody here with any heart.
This nobody. Hockey game, too. This hockey game.
Well,
you know
why'd
what?
You get involved in that?
Because you told me it was a whale play.
Yeah, for the puck line. See, South Carolina, that's a team that makes their free throws. South Carolina makes their free throws, and now they're up 9. This game's over, Joe. This game's finished. Finished.
All right, so
Tennessee can't shoot free throws. And this is the stuff, Joe, you put in the bank again. Not that we know. We always go against Tennessee in March anyway.
We're down 7.
But again,
we're down 7.
This is a team that can't make free throws.
We got to cut this down to 4 with like
a minute.
Yeah,
but, Joe, it doesn't matter because they can't hit free throws. It doesn't matter.
If Pop was their coach, they'd hit free throws.
Yeah, sure.
Here's DeRozan. Comes out first 5 minutes, completely
5-point game. 5-point game.
Maybe.
Again,
maybe.
It should be a 2-point game if they just made those free throws.
Anytime, Tennessee. Where's Admiral Schofield when you need him?
All right. We got a lot to do, so we're going to do Rick. We have Rick coming up next. We have Haro. We're going to talk a lot in the second hour, of course, about all the stuff today with Ben Johnson and Arthur Smith and everything else that's going on. Joe already was watching tape from the Senior Bowl down in Mobile.
Lad McConkey.
big day for who's the kid? Pratt from Tulane. He had a big day.
Michael Pratt. He's
Michael
be
Pratt
the,
getting
Daniel
involved.
Jones.
So I know that you're
tied. Here comes
very
Tech.
Invested.
Hands on the ground. Hands on the ground. Boots on the ground. They're down 3. Come on.
Who? Texas Tech?
Tech. Yeah.
Okay.
DeRozan.
Let's get
off
can
the,
we can we focus on Tennessee here right now? Can we get Tennessee finished?
You know,
they're down 5.
I count it as
6.
A loser, so I don't know.
So you've already put it in the tank. That's it. It's done.
Well, I mean, does this team show any guts? The coach looks like he ate bad eel.
Not particularly.
Right now, he looks
they
three
really,
shades. He looks as white as anything right now. He
about
looks like
Illinois
he wants to
up
throw
10
up.
Now at Ohio State. Illinois up 10. Let's go.
Come on. Down 4, Tennessee. Come on.
Wow,
show
big.
Some heart.
Let's
Boots
go here.
Boots on the ground. Boots on the ground.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. I tell you, Joe, this kid, number 3, and I think we'll have Haro in a moment, right? I don't think we have Haro yet. Matias will tell me when Rick's here. This kid on Tennessee, Joe, number 3. He missed both free throws before. He hit the second before. He's like 1 for his last 6 from the line. And this is all in like the last 5-6 minutes of this game. He has killed them from the line as they're down 6 here, 59-53. Yeah, killed them, Joe. This game's over. 40 seconds left. They're finished.
This is unbelievable. I need Texas Tech to hang in here. We're down 4. This game is going to sail through the total. How about Siakam with 10 now?
Okay, good. So Siakam
I got North Carolina, Carver. North Carolina alive. They're up 2. I have them on the money line. And they're fighting this game in Chicago in a phone booth. 18-11 right now. St. Louis up a 7.
That's a 3 for Tennessee, Joe. They're going to tease us. 3 for Tennessee. And, of course, it's this kid. This kid can hit threes, but he can't make a free throw. It's number 3.
Is that the Italian kid?
No, Kennicht.
Man, now what do? You foul him? You got to foul him. This is it. Deny the inbound.
There's 31.1 to go.
Something happened. I'm watching on the app, 23 seconds.
That's always wrong, Joe, just so you know. That they are usually off by a few seconds on there, believe it or not. Like their line is never wrong, but their clock on their games is off a lot. I never go by their clock. It's bad business. Rick Harrow is with us, our sports business and legal insider, who joins us every week here on Carver and Lisi. He's on his way heading up the Eastern Seaboard to Toronto for the NHL All-Star Game this weekend. Of course, he'll be in Vegas next week. Who isn't for the Super Bowl? Rick, good to talk to you as always, my man. How are you?
I'm fine. I looked at the weather. It's benign. It's 30 degrees predicted all over the Eastern Seaboard. And no snow, which is great. So, you know, the best part about Toronto for the All-Star is you stay at the St. Regis. The arena is a block away. The mall that they call the Hall of Fame, you know, it's a shopping mall. So it's
I've been there. Like that, I know. You know.
Yeah, of course. So lingerie, first floor. Glove, second floor. Bernie Perrant, Eddie Jockerman, third floor. So it's like unbelievable. And then the best part about it, too, is there's a downtown airport, you know, the Billy Butler Airport, I think it's called, where you fly from downtown Toronto into Boston. And then I'll do Beanpot and Celtics and then see you in Vegas. Be good.
That's it. At least get Joe, you know, take Joe out for dinner one night, Rick.
Make sure you take Joe out for dinner. You're gonna have alligator arms, Rick, when you see me, or what?
No, but the invitation is to take the whole crew of you out to dinner. I mean, I would be with understanding that it's my nickel and no reimbursement possible. So we'll have to figure out what night makes sense, and maybe Wednesday, maybe Thursday. Okay, so
don't worry, Joe. You'll be taken care of, Joe. Don't worry.
I can eat, Rick. Don't worry about it. I can eat.
Joe can eat.
Sure.
Yes, Joe.
One of the things I have no doubt. Hey, did you see the Oriole price just now?
I was actually going to start with that because it is kind of breaking news that's happened here, and I never thought, Rick, honestly, that I would see this day because I did not think the Angelos family, now obviously Peter never would want to, but the kids have kind of taken control here and the whole deal, and they're selling Rick. So the Orioles are going to sell, and this guy's worth a ton of dough, right? This guy that's buying the Orioles.
Yeah, Rubenstein, two hedge fund guys who are really committed to the Mid-Atlantic. So, you know, no thought of moving. And remember, they did a deal that's going to extend the lease and capital improvements to stay at Camden Yards for a long time. But the listed price, and I'm not sure that ESPN has it right, I just don't know that. If it's $1.7 billion, that's a pretty good deal, considering what other deals are out there. Dodgers are much higher years ago, but that's L.A. Baltimore is not a big market. It's a legacy franchise with a great stadium and a great history, but it's not a great business market. And so, you know, we'll have to see what happens with that. It's going to be more active ownership, to be sure. The Angeloses have held them for a long time, and we're ready for a new guard, I guess.
Well, let me ask you about that. I do want to ask, Rick. I mean, $1.7 billion is sort of cheap for a franchise nowadays, isn't it, though, Rick? I mean, I know it's Baltimore, but that's a cheap price.
Yeah, no, that's a pretty good point. And so it might reflect the fact that they really just wanted to sell you know, we're not going to hold a bake sale for them. They're going to clear a lot of money. I do not have the number. I would a little later as to what they bought them for originally, but you know, it's a very low number, and it's not anything that they're going to sneeze at relative to the profits. Tax on the profits is going to be a big deal. But, you know, again, it's the stadium deal is great, and the deal could have been more, I guess. I'm not the broker on that transaction, but I am a little surprised at the number myself.
That is crazy, man. $1.725 billion is the number. Angelos purchased the team back in 1993. Is when he bought the team. So, wow. How about that? Big news in baseball. And look, that's, you know, that's another team now that, you know, you get a guy in there with a ton of cash, they're probably going to spend some money, Rick, you know? I mean, the Orioles haven't spent money, as we know, and they still have gotten good. They've gotten good the last 2 years, and that's without spending money. So now they're going to get an opportunity to spend a little bit, and we'll see how it goes for them. All right, Super Bowl is upon us, Rick, that's for sure. We have the Chiefs and the 49ers, and look, it's the NFL. People are going to watch no matter what, but you have got two marquee franchises. You've got marquee stars on both teams. This is, without question, Rick, going to be something all the executives up at CBS who have the Super Bowl this year are smiling ear to ear about.
Yeah, and listen, we talked about that on the air yesterday and this morning as well. The brand value of the Kansas City Swifties just went up by about $315 million, according to some brand strategists. And, you know, part of all of this is very subjective, as is all of branding. But from a marketing perspective, the Chiefs just got more valuable. Travis Kelce got more valuable. Ironically, Taylor Swift got more valuable. And the NFL got more valuable. So, you know, we talked about it today on the air. You heard it here. What's going to happen in very short order is that he will propose after the game, assuming they win. And then right after that, we will have a joint halftime with Mr. Travis Swift, because he'll change his name, and Taylor Swift next year at the NFL Super Bowl. Travis and Taylor will be the halftime celebration. You heard it here first.
Well, Rick, I do want to ask a follow-up on that, because, you know, like Dallas and Buffalo back in the 90s played a rematch, right? And it was like, we don't want to see that type of thing. In the situation here where we have the rematch basically four years later, I mean, from a business standpoint, is it really, I forget the Taylor Swift aspect of it. Is it better to have a rematch that we've seen recently, or better to have new blood in terms of the equation?
Well, that's all subjective. You know, the bottom line is of the ratings game, Michigan is a big deal, and that market would have come alive like none other. You know, but so does Northern California. It's been 4 years, and so it's not as if, you know, they've won every year and they're going to be complacent. And so if you stack numbers to numbers, it's not that much of an advantage. There are a lot of people who are saying this will be a fairly boring Super Bowl. I would think that the fact that the line won't go any higher than 3 either way. Maybe I'm wrong, but I can't imagine it going, you know, one way or another as a blowout line as compared to some of the other blowouts we've seen in the last 58 years. I think it'll be close. I personally would have liked to see Detroit, you know, get in there as the only team in the Super Bowl era not to ever reach the Super Bowl. And I guess we have Dan Campbell's 4th-and-1s to thank for that, although I'm not sure it's his decision. I think it was probably the execution as well. So, you know, we can have that conversation till the end of time. Bottom line is, apparently, Eminem stopped a concert today. Is that correct? Because he's in mourning. You know, Detroit.
Really?
Detroit is taking it pretty seriously.
Right?
Yeah, I gotta see that again. I don't know if he like stopped it and walked off the stage. He just was kind of dour. It's like I'm not performing today. If Dan Campbell can't perform, I ain't performing.
You know, it's hard. Like, I know, being a fan of Buffalo, when you're Buffalo, Detroit, Cleveland, you know, when you're these teams that are never in it, and you get that close, it hurts, man. It does.
Wait. Never
just,
in
it's
it.
It's just different.
Never in it. You guys
it's
were in it 4 years in a row. You guys were in it four.
Yeah, but that was that was.
I can't help it if
different.
You said never. You meant to say never once. not never
they
in
never
it.
Never won so that, it. Right? Well, listen, things always go wrong. I mean, even those years that they went to the Super Bowl, things always go wrong. So that's just, you know, it's tough being from those places and rooting for those teams. All right, we'll come back. We'll do more with Rick Harwar, Sports Business and Legal Insider. Carver and Lisi on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here. We've got Rick Harwar with us as well, our sports business and legal insider. Quickly, Georgia Tech now leads North Carolina by 5.
Unbelievable.
With about 9.5 to go in that game. So North Carolina very sleepy down there in Atlanta tonight. Illinois up 16 on Ohio State. Indiana now only up 1 on Iowa. With 5.5 to go, so big comeback by them.
This is crazy.
Villanova now down 7, as they had gotten it to a 1-point lead, and now they gave it all back. So and Oklahoma up 23-9, Joe, early on there in that one.
This is crazy tonight. No score in the Columbus game. Absolutely none.
Well, there's a lot of time left in that. Rick is with us. Okay, Mike, can you go ahead.
Can I ask you? Yeah, can I ask you a question first? I apologize for White.
Sure.
Right. So that was
a cheap shot. It's okay. It's all right. Second, I've heard it before.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you have. Second, why? I'm no tout, but you guys probably talked in advance about the trap game, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, heading to Duke. I mean, frankly,
right.
If you and I and everybody else talks about it, can't a coach like Davis get the locker room and say, wake up before the game starts? I don't get the trap game philosophy because you're not sneaking up on anybody. Everybody knows it.
Right.
Yeah, well, we're talking about this. Yeah, but we're talking about just to win this game. I just need them to win.
I know, but like Rick is saying, like there is it is amazing how, you know, normally North Carolina smoked Georgia Tech, but this kind of plays into it now. Well, are they looking at? Are they looking ahead to Duke? You know, they're playing Duke on Saturday. Is that something that they're thinking about? Is that so that stuff kind of, it creeps in.
But it's Tuesday. I mean, you know, basketball's a little bit different than football. Where?
Yeah.
Where what?
I hope you're wrong, Rick. I hope you're wrong.
I mean, yeah. No, me too. I mean, I want to see. It'll be better for Duke if North Carolina stays there as number 3, and they hand it to him. Duke's playing better, but hey, college basketball before Super Bowl, there's a time and place for everything. I'm all excited about the not the skills competition. I could care less who hits a surfboard on the Friday night, but I do care about the Saturday 3-on-3. That stuff is really fun. That Gary Bettman, I said on the air, kudos to him because they created an event that is the best of all the All-Star games, the NBA Olay Defense Fest. NFL completely gave up on its All-Star try. Now it's flag. You know, in baseball, used to be the home team play, the team played for home team, and it doesn't happen anymore. So that's interesting. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, it's a competitive game. They've changed it to the 3-on-3. It's fun. But these All-Star game now, like you say, there's just no juice whatsoever. I mean, Gardner Minshew going to the All-Star nonsense for football now that they named today. Rick, tell us about a little bit more about the Kayshon Booty situation, because me and Joe were talking about it a few days ago, and I got a feeling, Rick, like this, it's probably not the last time we're going to hear something like this with a college athlete or something like this kind of come down the pike. It's a weird situation. He made just tons of bets. This is while he was still playing for LSU. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, they tracked 17 wagers on NCAA games, 6 on his own team, 8,900 bets between April 2022 and May 2023 were linked to this kind of group, this consortium that he was part of. So you don't know how many he made, and you don't know what happened. Was he in the room? The problem is if there is a, you know, bet on your own team basically gone. NFL game you bet on suspended for a year and then 2 years for your own team. And so, you know, listen, he caught two passes for 19 yards last year with the Patriots. I think take the under would be my answer for next year.
Rick. I want to elaborate on that for a second, okay? Because two things. One, what's crazy about that situation is he signed up using his own name. Number one, he signed up with a username Kayshawn Booty. Number one. Number two, this happened in 2020, right? The COVID year. 2019, at the end of that year, when they won the national championship, and in 2020, maybe it was 2021 that it happened, he was the number number one draft pick in terms of the mock draft the following year, right?
Yeah.
Where are the so-called agents and people that, you know, educate them, number one? And secondly, can the school have them sign waivers where prior to the season, if you gamble, we're educating you now that if you gamble, we're not responsible. Put them through like a class. Could they do that?
Yeah, well, look, there are classes and self-help all over the country where conferences do it. There are boot camps now for responsible gambling. I'm not sure the school saying, notwithstanding these courses, if you still gamble, we're off the hook. That's not as important as the classes themselves. And should the agents be involved? Hell yeah. I mean, they need to be a positive about this stuff, not negative about this stuff. And, you know, where were the agents around Calvin Ridley? Where were the agents around, the Lions kids? You knew that the NFL was ready to make an example out of Calvin Ridley, and they did, and you knew that this kid is now kind of the next example. How do you deal with it? You make sure that you have preventive education, but you also have handlers around who basically say, you better cut it out, or it's going to be your butt, and it's going to be the team's as well. And, you know, they have to deal with it with an iron fist, basically.
Certainly do. Salt Lake City has certainly been in the news a lot lately, Rick, whether it's this situation with the NHL where they want to have a hockey team. They're also, of course, in the running to maybe have the A's for a couple of years. Salt Lake City trying to expand beyond the Jazz.
18.4% spike in population between 2010 and 2020. There's only about 3.28 million people in the area. That's not big. Corporate support, not big. On the other hand, Ryan Smith is the guy who's the Jazz guy, but he's also the magnate who's also the owner of the Royals partially and the Real Salt Lake soccer teams. He told Gary Bettman that he wants an expansion team. Baseball also looks at that facility as an interim facility potentially as they build the A stadium in Vegas. But at the end of the day, it's the geography almost more than anything else. If there's expansion, you know, there's nobody in the Mountain Time Zone. Phoenix is there half a year time-wise, and then, of course, Denver. So the best thing they've got going for themselves is there ain't nothing around them, and it would be a good companion for expansion, especially with hockey. You know, look at Calgary, Edmonton, and then you got Denver. You got Dallas all the way down the 35 corridor, and Salt Lake City is kind of right there.
Rick, I want to bring up the LSU-South Carolina game because I actually watched that last Friday prior to going on air. That was on Friday night. It did a better rating than the Heat-Celtics NBA game, number one. And number two, I've been seeing all these reports where, like, Ole Miss's basketball program lost $8.5 million, another big-time program lost, like, $7.5 million, and we know that, obviously, college football carries the torch. Is there anything that they could do as well to just stop the bleeding with some of these programs? And how is conference realignment going to help that?
Well, the SEC is going to help because it's going to spread the wealth to everybody, $20 million more dollars for each school effectively a year. because of the football program. And, you know, Missouri is going to directly benefit for that. Oklahoma and Texas started it a few years ago, and then everybody is following. But I digress for a minute, because that game, I understand, was $1.56 million against the Celtics and Heat, smaller than that. How about Caitlin Clark? I could watch her all day. I don't really care that you've got, Steph Curry and another WNBA player. That's wonderful, but I can't wait for next year when she doesn't lose her amateur status if she tees it up on a three-point shooting contest with Steph Curry. I would pay good money to go see that, because she is an incredible talent, and frankly, kind of hate to see her leave college because she's going to make less money in the pros.
She is right about that. She's going to make a lot less money going to the pros. And speaking of, just because you brought up the three-point shooting contest, they're going to do that. Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu are going to do that at the NBA All-Star Weekend. Right, Rick? I saw that today.
Yeah, that's going to
do a little.
Kind of,
yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, fun, but, you know, if there was some waiver relative to not losing the amateur status for Caitlin Clark, that would be an amazing one. We're just going to have to wait for the next year on that when she is a pro. Yeah.
Yes, we will absolutely do that. NBA, another one for you. Doc leaves ESPN. And the funny part about all this, Rick, is, of course, you know, ESPN took Van Gundy and Jackson away from Breen on the main team because, you know, quote unquote, thought they were going to leave for coaching jobs. We know that the real reason was is because Van Gundy was too critical of the refs. That's why he was out. Not that he was going to go take a job, but sure enough, they hired Doc, and Doc doesn't even make it through halfway through the season, and he's off to Milwaukee. So now they're left with Breen and, I guess, Doris. They're going to do all these big games the rest of the year on ABC, ESPN.
Yeah, and they're looking for names, you know, to bring them back. Maybe Julius, although he is kind of, you know, lazy. You know, maybe we bring back some of the old guys. But I'm personally wishing Doc good luck, because there needs to be discipline in the NBA. And, you know, he's a guy who people would listen to. He listened to the Bucks, and they were excited about him coming in. Let's see in a couple weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks when he sits somebody down who doesn't want to be sat. We'll see how excited they are to play for him again.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Brooke Lopez takes another 9 threes like he did last night.
I know, Joe got mad. He didn't like that Brooke Lopez took all those threes last night. I saw a report tonight, Rick, before you go, that the golf is like at the 1-inch line with the PGA and the PIF. They're at like the 1-inch line of finally getting this done because, God, they lost another player. Hatton went over there to Rahm's team on LIV.
Yeah, saw that. You know, there's a big event, as we know, a live event anyway in Vegas when we're there. So I'll kind of go check that out. If that's not, you know, concubining with the enemy, it's just watching a golf tournament. I'm not sure if it's on the 1-inch line or not, but, you know, Rory's saying, bring them all back. Everybody is saying kumbaya. I feel sorry for the guys who forwent or didn't have the, you know, 30, 40, 50, 300 million that John Rahm did, and waited to be loyal for the tour, and look how they've been repaid. But maybe at the end of the day, they'll all make more money as a consequence. We'll see.
Yeah, they're at Mayakoba this weekend to live, and then next weekend, as you mentioned, they're going to be out in Vegas. Smart move by them, same weekend as the Super Bowl. All right, Rick, enjoy your travels. Enjoy the All-Star game. Say hi to Gary for us as well. Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider. Carver and Lisi, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. I tell you, Joe, North Carolina is down 7 now. I mean, they're just, you know, maybe Rick's right. A little look ahead to Duke.
Everybody's looking ahead.
Looking ahead.
This right now. I'm totally.
Look ahead.
All these teams are absolutely godless.
Iowa up 1.
Sure. The system play.
No, well, system play is Villanova. They're down 5. They're in trouble.
Meanwhile, Embiid's playing tonight in this game now.
I would assume he is. Yes. Is that official?
36.5. Complete pig.
36.5.
That's his number.
Jeez.
I'm gonna take the under. Yeah, I don't think he gets.
Can this D'Angelo Russell start making some baskets? I need him to get to 20, Joe. He's at 7. Can we get him to 20?
Who's going
to
be the 3-ball tonight? Clay, tonight's going to be the night. He'll be the pig shooting 15 threes, and Steph will get 3? Is that how it's going to go?
Clay's going to be the pig?
Unbelievable. I'm taking the under. Two highest scoring teams in the, you know, over. I'm going dead under, a contrarian. I'm going to, it's a slam play. Under. 235.5. I'm going to go under. Look at this gutless Texas Tech team.
It's a slam play.
I'm in. Here's what I took.
You're chasing right now.
I am.
You lost a couple of things already, and now you're just going after everything.
What's the last hockey game?
It's the Sharks and the Kraken late night.
You think they could score? I'm taking the over.
I did.
Jason.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We got another hour to go. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who've served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.